Blog Talk Radio.
Do you remember? I was sitting with my back to the door. I try to shut the world out when I just can't take anymore. Do you remember when I tried to tell you everything?
Welcome everyone to John Talk Radio tonight. This is our July the 12th, 2014 episode. We appreciate you joining. My special guest tonight is Sonali. Sonali, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's a great pleasure to have you on. I love your music. I think that I just want more people to hear it, and that's one of the reasons I do this. I just like people to hear good music. I've been like, I'm that guy, Sonali, that's always saying, hey, have you heard this? You know, when you go to parties and stuff like that. So,
yeah,
there's always that guy. Well, that's me. Your latest EP is Speechless, and that is a song from it.
Wake Up.
Oh, okay. And so the name of the EP is Wake Up?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know where I got Speechless.
And that's what you played is from Wake Up.
Okay. And so... let's talk about how you got started in music. And I know it's not an easy field to get into. So were you in a – did you grow up in a musical family, Sonali? How did you get to a point where you wanted to pursue music as a career?
I actually didn't grow up in a musical family at all, which is funny. So I have no idea where it came from. I always wanted to be a singer when I was 3 years old. I told my parents I wanted to be a singer. It sounds like any crazy three-year-old's dream, so they didn't believe me, but I was serious. So when I was 5 years old, I started taking piano, and I absolutely hated it. I wanted nothing to do with it. All I wanted to do was sing. So when I was 6, my mom finally took me to get some voice lessons. That's really young to start, though. So I started doing classical, and I did that for a really long time. I didn't start doing pop until around high school or college. And just along the way, I started picking up different instruments. I did end up teaching myself how to play piano, and now I really like it. And guitar is my primary instrument. And, yeah, my family isn't really super into music. My grandma does sing, so maybe I get it from her, but neither of my parents are musical. But they're very, very supportive.
Well, that's the best part. What do you think it was that music has played such a big part in your life and that you want to be a part of this? And then we'll get into the singer's, you know, the songwriting part of it.
Yeah, you know, my mom used to always sing to me when I was little, and maybe somehow that just really inspired me to want to do it myself. Just ever since I was little, all I can remember is always wanting to sing, always trying to write. I didn't actually start songwriting until I was 16 or 17, but I have this distinct memory of me at a Britney Spears concert, actually, when I was 5 years old, and I had a notepad, and I thought I was writing a song. I wasn't. I don't even know what I was scribbling.
Oh, wow.
But it's just always been in me, I guess.
That's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. I mean, how many kids were there with a notepad at the concert?
Probably just me.
Yeah, well, that's pretty awesome, though. I mean, when did you know, Sonali, that you could write music? I mean, that's a gift, and it's something that's pretty special. And a lot of people are into music, and a lot of people, Sonali, love music. But not that many people can write music. How did you know that? Why don't we just get into that? What is the process for you when you start writing music?
I didn't actually start songwriting until I was 16 or 17. And even at that, I wrote a couple songs, and I didn't really, really start songwriting until I came to college. And, yeah, so for a long time, I didn't even know I could songwrite. I just played for a really long time, and I loved playing, but songwriting was just never something that I thought to do. And then once I started, I just couldn't stop. It's really interesting, actually, because I'm a very quiet person. So songwriting is a great way for me to kind of let out what's on my mind, because I won't talk about it much, but songwriting is kind of my way to do that.
No, that's pretty interesting, because some people are like would use poetry or possibly, you know, writing as a way of, you know, expressing themselves. So you were saying you were into music. You started playing. How old were you, Sonali, when you started to pick up the guitar?
I can't remember. I always wanted to learn how to play guitar. And my parents were like, no, you're busy with school. You should wait a little bit. And finally I got lessons. I can't even remember when, but I remember seriously starting to play around high school. I actually started on electric guitar, and I was really into classic rock and heavy metal, and that's all I listened to, and that's all I wanted to play. And I bought an acoustic guitar actually only like a year and a half ago, which is funny because now it's such a huge part of my sound and what I do. So 26, I've only had it for a year and a half, but yeah.
So when you play live now, Sonali, do you play the guitar during it, or is it just a vocal for you? How's that work?
And I actually have a small little band, so I play guitar and sing. I have somebody else who plays guitar as well, and I also have a percussionist.
And, you know, that's pretty cool, because I think it's – I always like that, you know, when you're playing to have people around you. But do you ever, you know, play just by yourself as a solo artist?
Yeah, I did that just today, actually, and that's really fun, too. It's a different experience. It's kind of scary to go on stage all by yourself sometimes, but it's really liberating in a way. But at the same time, I really love playing with other people, because it's really great to be able to share music with with, you know, with your bandmates or with your friends. And that's my favorite part about college, actually, because I'm in music school. And just getting to make music with my friends all the time is really, really great. Like, I can't even explain how much fun it is to be able to share that with someone else.
Yeah, it's got to be great. And also just to meet other musicians that you can bounce ideas off and learn so much from other musicians. I'm just kind of interested in, you know, saying that, you know, you were sort of shy and growing up and then that music was your outlet. I find that really interesting. Was that always easy for you, Sonali, when you were using music as an outlet? Was there any kind of boundaries on what you were going to sing about? Because some people, you know, that I've interviewed, I've been doing this for a while, and, you know, one way that they have of communicating things is by their music. And it's kind of difficult sometimes for them to talk about certain things. And they do that through their music. When did you know you could do that? Because that's not an easy thing to do, I don't think, because you're like exposing yourself. You know, you're like saying, okay, I'm going to open up a part of my heart and my soul to you for you to hear. Has that always been easy for you to do also, or?
No, definitely not. It's funny because what you're saying is something I think about all the time, actually. It is really scary to completely put yourself out there. But I think that's the thing with songwriting that's interesting. Some of the songs I write are really, really personal, and then sometimes they're completely fictional because I also like to create stories. That's the fun part about songwriting. So in a way, it's kind of like a barrier because I know what I'm writing about, but someone else might not necessarily. But no, it can be very, very scary to put yourself out there. And I think the more I songwrite, the more personal I get with it, especially now, just because I find that my favorite thing about songwriting is storytelling. And I think the more personal and honest you are with yourself, the more you can touch other people. And that's what I aim to do.
Well, I think that's awesome. That's one of the things. You know, I listen to a lot of music, Sonali, and the thing that separates one musician from the next, what I do is, like, if I listen to a song twice, that's a pretty good song to me because I want to hear it again. And the criteria for that a lot of times, Sonali, is the fact that if this is honest music and it's coming from their heart, I can tell that, whether it's country music, whether it's Americana music, whether it's pop music, it can be, like you talked about, metal and classic rock. It doesn't really matter to me because you can pick up from that artist, you know, where it's coming from. And I think that's an awesome thing that you're saying that, but I also know that it's not an easy thing to do either. Now, we started off the show.
Not.
Oh, no, it is. It's one of those things where, yeah, I think I'm pretty crazy because I can remember as a kid, I didn't have a problem getting in front of people and singing. It didn't bother me at all. And I don't know why it didn't. It should have.
Like I said, I'm a very shy person. I don't really love being in huge crowds, but I'm really, really comfortable on stage. And I have no idea why, because I know a lot of performers are like that, but I really do feel comfortable on stage. It doesn't make sense, but...
Yeah, well, I was the same way, and I would get up there, and I was, you know, I would think, well, you could be really self-conscious, but to tell you the truth, Sonali, I never thought of it once. It never even dawned on me. I was having so much fun, loved it so much, I didn't really care if people liked it or not. It was like, just, yeah, I'm doing it, you know.
Yeah, as long as you're having fun, everybody else has fun, so that's what's important.
Exactly. You go listen to another band. You know, it's okay with me, but... So let's talk about the song we started the show off with, Who We Are. That's a really nice song. Talk about songwriting behind that and what it means to you. And did you write the lyrics and the music, and talk about how that all came together?
Yeah, so I co-wrote that song. And the inspiration behind that song actually came from being in NYU. A lot of my friends are part of the LGBT community, and I've seen all of the struggles they've had to face, whether it be at home or socially, being socially accepted. And that's really hard for me to see because I was raised to be very tolerant of everyone. You know, you should judge people for who they are, not for any other reason, not for their sexual orientation or anything like that. And just seeing the struggles that some of my friends had to go through was really difficult for me because I just wasn't raised that way. I don't feel like anyone should be discriminated against because of their sexual orientation. So that's where the inspiration for that song came from. And I just really wanted to share that message with the world, and that was my way of doing it.
Oh, the lyrics are awesome. How did it work out musically? I mean, how did you get the melody and work everything together like that? Because it just flows and it has a great message. And that's something interesting, too, that I like about the power of music is that you're talking about, you know, you feel this certain way and you want people to understand how you feel about it. Don't judge people. You know, don't be mean to people. It's pretty basic stuff. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
a lot of people, they still don't get it. But, and if you would just walk up and like start talking to somebody, it may not go through, but through music, what is it that you think it is, Sonali, that through the power of music, you've got this feeling in your heart of how you think, you know, you see people suffering and having a rough time just because people are being mean to them. But then you can also say, okay, I'm going to come out at you with this music and you can listen to it. You can tap your foot but there's also a message to it. How does that work into your music writing?
I mean, I think the power of music is that it's truly universal. Like, I can listen to something in Japanese, and I don't speak a word of Japanese, but it can still touch me, and that's the power of music. I think you can really reach people where sometimes just words won't work, and that's why I like to create it, because I think it is a good way of being able to say whatever it is you believe in, and a creative way of being able to do it as well.
Right, yeah. I think it's one of the most powerful things that's on the planet today. Because it's almost like, in my mind, Sonali, it's almost like a sneak attack, you know? It's like, yeah, you're not coming at somebody like on a talk show where you're, you know, everybody's arguing and fighting and all that stuff, which I can't stand. But you're, you know, but you're coming at somebody with a beautiful song that people can listen to, and they can start thinking about the lyrics. Now, when you're writing the lyrics, how does that flow? Does that like, are you composing the song? I know some people, Sonali, when they write a song, it's structured, you know, it's like a mm-hmm. composition. Some people, I've talked to many people and I've asked this question. Some of them say the whole song comes to them, the lyrics come to them. How did it work with this particular song? I mean, was it something you just said, okay, I'm going to start with this message and just go from there?
I'm trying to remember if it's the song. The way I songwrite, my process is different literally every single time. So I think for this song, I definitely had that idea, and I knew I wanted to write a song about it, and I had the idea for a while, and I think I was, you know, kind of thinking about how I wanted to say it, because I knew it would be a really powerful song that would make a big statement. So I wanted to make sure, like, I very strongly said what I wanted to say. I do believe that the lyrics and melody came about at the same time for this one. Yeah, they did. And I had a guitar in my hand. I usually write with my guitar. I just came up with some basic chords. I don't think they're the ones that are in the song now. Yeah, they aren't. And I just came up with the idea. As I said, I co-wrote it. So I met with my producer the next day. I played him what I had. He really liked the idea. He was completely on board with it. So we went through it. We changed a couple parts, revised things. We wrote a different guitar part, which is what you hear in the song now. And, yeah, that's how that came to be.
Now, is it easy for you to trust other musicians to collaborate with them? And also, I was kind of thinking about producers because, you know, you can have not everybody has a great experience with their producers. Sometimes they want to take your music to a place that you don't want it to go, even though it sounds okay. But how was it with you where you had to find the right people in order to connect?
I've been fortunate. I've been able to work with some really, really great people. But you're absolutely correct. Being able to share your music with someone and work on your music with someone can be scary because it's your baby, you know, and you have a vision for it. So if somebody else wants to take it in a completely different direction, that can be really scary because, you know, it's something that's so much a part of you that it's scary to let that happen. But I think the key is to be really strong with your vision and then also be open to hearing other ideas because you never, like, what somebody else says might be great and it might be, you know, that one thing that takes your song to the next level. And that's definitely happened to me before. I know working with the producer I did for this song, he really helped shape my sound. I knew that I wanted to do a little bit more of an Americana thing. And I had my previous music was a lot more pop and polished and I didn't know quite how to bridge that gap, and he really helped me do that. So I've been fortunate to work with some really great people, but it can be hard to trust somebody completely new with your music. It's not so much about you know, somebody's talent, you really have to click with a person on a more personal level to be able to work on music, I feel like, especially if you're writing with someone, because a lot of times lyrics are very, very personal. That's something that's hard for me because I'm a pretty quiet person, so sharing something really deep from my heart with another person, that can be really scary. So I think it's important to really have a close bond with your co-writers, with your producers, anyone you work with, really.
Who's the first person, Sonali, you share a song with? Say you're writing a song, you got it in your head, you got it in your heart, you're starting to work on it, and you want to share it with somebody. Who's that first person you do that with?
Probably my mom. She's not musical, but she's really, really great at judging. It's a very unbiased opinion, actually. Like, I can show her something, and she'll flat out be honest with me and be like, this is great, or this isn't clear, I don't know, you know, what you're trying to say here, and I actually really love showing her my lyrics because I know I'll get a very honest answer from her.
Well, I think that's really cool because that's exactly what you need. You know, you need that honest answer because a lot of times when people will, like, oh, what do you think of this? Oh, yeah, that's great, you know. But you really...
Yeah, you don't want to show it to just anyone because, you know, sometimes some friends can just be like, oh, yeah, sounds cool, whatever, but, you know, you want a real answer. Just not everything is great.
How are you, Sonali, with like in working with your producer or whether it's your mother, you know, giving you feedback with criticism or something that could change? Because I think that's a really interesting thing with an artist. Because to me, whether I'm looking at a piece of art, a painting, whether it's a story I'm reading, or a poetry, or if it's a song, I try to break it down to the point where that's honest from that person. It may not fit what I think it should be, or it may not fit into be marketable, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what it is. You know what I mean? It's what it is. It's real. So how are you with if you're like, okay, this is where I'm at with this, and somebody is saying, okay, how about I don't like that, I like this and that. Are you okay with that? I mean, is it like, is it easy to take that kind of direction and criticism? Because I'm not too good at that myself, and I sometimes think about how artists are formed by other people's opinions or how much of it is just, you know, okay, that's great, I appreciate your input, but I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. How does that work with you?
Yeah, that is very difficult, and I think it's really situational. There's some times where you have a gut feeling about something and you have to listen to yourself, but sometimes you're not your own best judge, and sometimes it is really important to hear other people's critiques. So it's a very fine line. If there's something I very, very strongly believe in, I'll probably stick with it, but that's why it's important to surround yourself with people whom you can trust. Like my team of songwriters, producers, or even my mom, I know that whatever it is that they're critiquing, they're really doing it with my best interest. So it does make it a little bit easier to be able to take that criticism because it's really important to hear what other people have to say. Because especially with songwriting, you're in your own head, so you know what you're trying to say. It makes sense to you. But if your lyrics aren't painting a clear picture, it's not going to make sense to anybody else. And that's the whole point of writing a song. So it's really important to hear what other people have to say.
Yeah, that's a really good, positive way of looking at it. My guest is Sonali, and her website is mesonali.com. And we're going to play another song. Sonali, let's play Wake Up. We talked a little bit about that. Could you kind of set that up for us and talk about that song before we play?
Yeah, sure. So Wake Up, I wrote during my freshman year of college, and it's basically a song about coming to the city. I come from South Florida. It's a pretty small town. It's the kind of place where everyone knows each other, and you've been going to school with the same kids since, like, kindergarten. It's one of those small towns. And my first experience being on my own was coming to the city. So it's a completely different environment, and it's totally crazy. But I love New York. I've always wanted to be here, and it's everything I've expected. But, of course, it can be really scary to be on your own, be away from your parents, and, you know, the life that you're used to. So Wake Up is a song just about that whole experience.
Well, let's play it. This is Wake Up. It's from Sonali's latest EP, Wake Up. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. I got that. So let's play it. This is Wake Up, and we'll be right back to continue our conversation with Sonali after this. I want to welcome you back to John Talk Radio. My special guest is Sonali. You can go on her website. It's mesonali.com. Her latest release is Wake Up. We just heard the title track from that. Let's talk a little bit. I think we've hit on a little bit, Sonali, but about the whole project of making the EP. How did that work, and how did you pick the songs to be in it? I know that that can be a kind of an interesting process to a singer-songwriter to pick the particular songs. You probably have quite a few of them to look at and that you've written that could be in the EP. How did that whole process work? And talk about, you know, a little. You talked about your producer and like what musicians and the whole process. And was it what some of the like good parts of it and some of the challenging parts of it?
Yeah, so I spent last summer in the city basically just writing like crazy, and I did that for a couple months, and I knew I wanted to do some sort of release. I didn't know if I wanted to do a singles or an EP or what exactly, but I just spent the summer writing and decided I wanted to do an EP, and I think the common theme in the songs that I decided to pick for this are they all kind of have the idea of starting something new and being optimistic about it. Everything is kind of about going to a new place. Like you played Wake Up, which is about me coming to New York. There's a song on there called September, which is basically about a relationship that doesn't really work out, but you learn to, you take what you can from the situation, you learn from it, and starting over. There's this kind of thing of starting over, and I think basically that mirrors my personality. It's just sometimes life can be difficult. There's rough patches, but you always have to find the positive spin to it and stay optimistic. And that's really my philosophy and who I am as a person. And I think that really comes through on pretty much all of the songs that I decided to include on this.
So how was it, like getting, I know that with an EP and with the songs, you have a vision. And I know you're talking about your positive outlook at things and the change of going from, you know, from home into a big city. So was it difficult? I mean, did you write the songs for the EP or did you have a larger collection of songs to choose from?
I had a larger collection of songs to choose from. I always want to write just for the sake of writing. If there's something I think that would be a relatable idea for a lot of people or just something that I want to get off my chest, I just want to write it. I don't want to necessarily think about, what am I going to do with this? Is this going to be on an EP? Like, you know, you should just write the song and let the song speak for itself. Because a lot of times, the way you write a song, the way you produce it, it'll dictate what's best for it. You know, I think it's best to just get the art out there first, and then you can worry about the business afterwards. It's when it comes to songwriting, they do go hand in hand. But when it comes to songwriting, for sure.
Well, a lot of people don't really understand that relationship between the artistic side, Sonali, and the business side. And as you said, you're going to college for business or for music, and I would imagine there's a lot there about the business side of it. What have you learned about the business side of music so far in your career?
The school I go to is actually completely focused on entrepreneurship and production, and all the performance is pretty much left to us, which I think is great because a lot of musicians don't take the business side of things seriously, and it's really everything because you can make the best art in the world, but if you don't have the business behind it, no one's going to ever hear it, which is the unfortunate and harsh truth. So coming to NYU, it's really great to be surrounded by really intellectual people because it forces you to constantly be on your feet and trying to be innovative, seeing, you know, what are the best ways to get your music out there. Right now, the music industry is pretty crazy. It's kind of like the Wild West, I think. Everything is changing. The rules aren't exactly the same anymore. There aren't really even rules. And just the way of doing things in the past isn't necessarily there anymore. So it's kind of scary because you have to find your own footing in an industry which is already very difficult to break into as it is. But I think it's also a really exciting time to be a part of it.
Oh, I agree with you. It is something that's – there's so much going on right now with the music industry. What are some of the things that you've learned that – I see that on your website you've got some of your music for free, correct? Get that right? Yeah. So what decision there – because that's always kind of a big thing that musicians talk about, Sonali, when they look at the marketing piece. Some of the bands and the artists that I've talked to have said, okay, we're going to put our music out there completely for free. It's going to be available for download, you know, and it's there. iTunes, wherever it is, it's going to be free so that we can get our music out there. Other musicians I've talked to, Sonali, have said, you know what, I need to get paid just like everybody else does. My music isn't free. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard because you obviously want to be able to sustain yourself and make a living. But I think when you're starting out, the most important thing is to be able to just get your music out there and get people to hear it. And hopefully, as you build your following and everything, you can start making money off your music. But as any budding singer-songwriter or musician out there will tell you, it takes a very, very long time before you can start earning anything from your music. And that's hard. That's one of the hard things about choosing this as a career path. But you know, that's what you sign up for. I think it's great to be able to have my job as making music. And no matter how hard I have to work, if I get to do this for a living, totally okay with me.
So what do you think are the biggest challenges right now that face new musicians to get their music out there? Because there is so much. It's you know, it's been said, Sonali, it could be an oversaturation of music because you can listen to so many things.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to say. Actually, I think the hardest thing is that it's now really, really easy to make music. I mean, you can literally make an album on your laptop and then put it on SoundCloud for free, and anyone can do that, you know. So it's hard to sift through all that and be like, this is my music. And, you know, get people to hear it. But, and then that's the difficulty, and that's where you have to come up with innovative ideas and just creative ways to have your things stick out.
What are some of the creative things that you've chosen?
One of the things I really love to do with my music is give back to the community. I'm really interested in charity work, so that's just something I want to do anyway. So logical to do that. One of the charities I work with a lot is Smile Train. I got started with them a couple of years ago, and my first EP, Speechless, is I donated 100% of the proceeds to Smile Train, and I think it's really great to be able to use something you love to do to help other people. So that's one way I do it.
And that's a great way to I mean, it's also, I think it's an awesome way to do it, because you're doing something that's making you feel good, and you're also doing something that's changing people's lives and helping people. But how do they, when you're sitting down and working with people about, whether it's your manager or your you know, people that are close to you, about what your strategy would be to get to that next level where you could support yourself and make, you know, a living as an artist? I mean, what do you think the next steps would be, or what do you think would be? And I know that in music, sometimes, Sonali, people will look at people that have made it and say, okay, now this is what they did. You know, how do we get there? And how do you approach that? Do you see people in right now that you admire that you think, okay, this is what they did to get to where they want to be, and maybe that's some good ideas to duplicate from your career?
Yeah, it's really great to study other artists and see what their trajectory was and see how you can apply that to yourself. It's also hard, though, because there isn't, you know, a necessarily a set of steps to follow, because it's kind of different for every person. So you can do exactly what one person did, and it may do absolutely nothing for you. So it's hard. But definitely studying how other people have done it does help. But basically, the common theme that you can see with everyone who does make it is just a lot of hard work and patience and thick skin, really, because you have a lot more doors slammed in your face than yeses. So that's really hard to hear, but you just have to keep going for it. If it's something that you love and you ultimately have passion for, then you'll do it. So
yeah, I think
that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, it's really good. That's a good point, because most of the people that have made it, I would maybe say all of them that have made it, and when I say made it, it can be kind of an elusive thing, that have, you know, hit a place where they can rely on their music for their living, have had to deal with a lot of setbacks and deal with a lot of rejection. But still, it didn't bother them. It was like, okay, I'm just going to get back up and keep going. What motivates you, Sonali, to do that?
Well, one of the things is really the love for music, because, you know, it can be scary sometimes to think, like, you know, what if this doesn't work out? What am I doing? But when I think about, well, if I wasn't going to be a performer, what would I be? And then I remember, I just love doing this. And there is nothing else, I think, in the world that would make me happier than to be able to go on stage and play for people. I mean, I love being on stage, and I can't imagine my life without that. And that's what keeps me going, because I know that's what I want to do.
Now, when you were in the studio working on Wake Up and you were working on the songs and doing the production to the songs, did you have it in your mind, Sonali? Did you think, okay, this is going to be really, this sounds awesome, I love this, but it's got to translate live some way? Was that a part of it when you were laying the tracks down? Because we were talking earlier before the show about how you had a gig today, and you go on stage and you play with either it's just you and a guitar or you and a few musicians. Is it easy for you to translate the music from your EPs and from your CDs into live? Do you think about that when you're laying the tracks down? Hey, I've got to get live, and it's going to be me. I've got to be able to.
When I recorded the EP, that was always at the back of my mind, but I didn't want it to get in the way, because ultimately you want to make a product that sounds really good and worry about how it's going to translate live later, because sometimes there's studio versions and there's live versions, and they can be a little different, and I think that's actually cooler when they're a little bit different. So I just wanted to focus on getting the sound right for the EP, and I wanted it to sound, you know, pretty much the way it did. And then when it came time to start playing the songs live, I thought about what I wanted to do. I started off doing solo gigs. It was just me. And it, of course, sounds very different. And now with my acoustic band, which is two guitars and my percussionist, it definitely sounds very, very different from the album. But I think that's great. You know, it gives people something different to listen to. And I really enjoy playing with them. It doesn't sound, you know, anything like the EP, actually, because there's a lot less instruments. But it's different. I feel like it's a lot more personal and a lot more intimate. And I love that.
What is it that you like the best about playing live?
I don't even know how to describe it, but when you can connect with complete strangers just because you're saying something that's universal and that people can believe in, I think that's so powerful. You know, you can reach so many people just, you know, through your lyrics. That's beautiful, and that's my favorite thing about making music.
Do you does the reaction to the crowd? I've asked this question to almost everyone I've interviewed: is why do they do what they do? And most of the people, Sonelli, say it's the reaction that they get from the live crowd. Is that
I'm sure,
the same
yeah.
with you?
Yeah.
Does the reaction you get from the crowd, does that feed how that you perform on the stage during that particular live act?
Absolutely. I mean, as a good performer, you want to perform your best no matter what, if you have the worst crowd or if you have the best crowd. But it's definitely a lot easier to perform when you see people really connecting with your music and really into it. It makes you want to do a better job and, you know, be able to give them what they want.
Who was the first person you saw live, the first concert that you saw live?
My first concert was when I was 5 years old, and I saw Britney Spears. She was my absolute favorite artist at the time, and I was so excited to see her. I will never forget that.
So what was it? What was it about Britney Spears' show that when you were there? And I can just imagine. You said you had the notebook and everything. When you were looking at that, were you thinking about, okay, what is it about this that is so appealing, you know what I mean, and what you could use? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of those early influences really do influence people in their, how they, you know, they react to crowds and the whole thing.
Oh, gosh, I don't even remember. I know Britney Spears is a great entertainer, and I think to me the idea of being on stage and just entertaining people has always been so much fun, and I think I just really wanted the opportunity to be able to do that myself one day. When I was little, I always used to have concerts at home, and we had this little ledge by the fireplace that you could stand on, so I always pretended it was a stage, and I would go up there, I would hold like a TV remote or something in my hand and pretend it was a microphone and make my grandparents and my parents sit down and listen. I think at one point I even made them pay for tickets and like signed autograph posters and everything, and they did it.
Oh,
I got
cool.
them to do it. And, yeah, I think to me just the idea of being on stage and entertaining someone has always been really exciting.
Well, that's awesome. Do you have those autographs still? Are your grandparents probably, or your parents, they still have those autographs and keep them?
I'm sure they're around somewhere.
Yeah. Well, let's play another song. Let's play Find Your Way. Would you like to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. Find Your Way is something I wrote actually as a school project. I wrote it with one of my classmates, and I was in a songwriting class. And for that class, we had to write a song every week, and that was one of the ones we did. And it was I'm really proud of that song because it really means a lot to me. And, yeah, it came out really, really easily. I think out of everything on the EP, that song came to me the easiest, and I remember just sitting in my bed one night writing those lyrics. I met with my classmates the other day. We revised the lyrics. He had a guitar part, and we combined everything, and everything just flowed really, really smoothly with that song especially. So, yeah.
Well, let's play. We'll be back with my special guest, Sonelli, and continue and complete the interview with her. And I'm just having so much fun talking to you, Sonelli. And thank you a lot for being on the show. It's just been great.
Of course.
We'll be right back after this song.
I'll find you, and in my dreams you're here again, like everything's brand new. Your hands are warm and soft in mine. You held
That's Find Your Way from Sonali, and you can check her out on her website. It's mesonali.com. This is from her latest release, Wake Up, and you can go on your her website and go right to the connection there. And some of the music is free, and some of it you can, you know, is a couple of bucks, but I think it's well worth it. It's really good stuff, Sonali, and I really appreciate you being on the show tonight. I've had a great time talking.
Thank you so much. Me too.
Well, I got a couple more questions, and we just have a couple of minutes left. When you were talking about a project, that song was a project at your school, and what is the difference between, you know, when you're writing a song with no pressure, it's just you, it's just you're walking around or you're just thinking or whatever, and songs are coming to you, or if there is, okay, Sonali, you have to write a song, this is the time frame, there's a beginning, there's an end, there's a deadline. Is there any difference there? Is the songwriting process different between the no pressure part of it and the pressure part of it?
My process, I wouldn't say, is any different, but yes, of course, if you have pressure and it's like you need this song, like you need a good song, we're getting to a deadline, yeah, of course, it's a lot scarier because the pressure is on to be good, whereas if you're just writing for the sake of writing, if it doesn't turn out, okay, you know, that's fine, you try it again. And I try not to let that affect my process, though, because then you get wrapped up in that you're probably not going to come up with the best thing. The best thing I think to do is just to sit down and write a song for the sake of writing a song, and then you can work with it. You can revise it. You can make it better. Or, you know, maybe your idea is there, but you didn't really say everything in the best way possible. It's fine. I think it's good to just sit down calmly and say what you need to say and take it from there.
Now, in your experience and at school, have you talked to people that – and I've talked to folks on the show before, Sonali, that have been professional songwriters, you know, whether they're in Nashville or Los Angeles or in New York. And, you know, it's a job. They go in, they say, hey, you need to write a song for this person. This is the type of song. This is the type of it is. How do you think that would work? Because that's a whole different ballgame than just a creative process that comes through, you know, what your life is and what the things that you experience. Do you think that would be something you could do?
I think so. I've had a very little experience with that. But, I mean, it can be hard because sometimes you have to write something that, you know, you have no personal experience with or you're not too familiar with. But I think that's kind of what I like about songwriting. It's, in a way, kind of like acting. You listen to somebody else's stories. You see things from their point of view. I do a little bit of acting. I used to in the past anyways, and I think it's a lot like that. And I think that's really interesting to do, and I enjoy doing that as well.
Yeah, I've talked to people that, you know, a couple of them that have made a good living doing that, and I thought that would be kind of interesting. You know, you get up and you go to work at 8 o'clock, and you sit down, and you write music all day, and then you go home. And it's like, that would just, wow. You know, how do you turn that on and off?
Yeah, that sounds great to me.
Yeah, it's this incredible. Now, one thing that was I was also thinking about, Sonali, when we were talking, you were saying you're from Southern Florida, and you know you're from home, and everything was familiar there. One of the things I like to talk about when I talk to singer songwriters is how geography can affect their songwriting. Is it been any different from you from writing in at home and writing, you know, in a familiar place, and there's a world of difference between Florida and New York. So has the geography of being in New York and in that big city changed any or influenced your songwriting?
That's a really interesting question. I've never thought about that, actually. I don't feel like that actual geography has changed my songwriting, actually. But that's a really interesting thing to think about. I mean, for me, where I'm songwriting is really important. Like, if I'm songwriting in my bedroom or in a practice room or in the studio or any of that, I think that changes a lot because it's, depending on where you are, it can really inspire you or not inspire you in different ways. But the actual geography, I don't think it's really changed my songwriting, but that's very interesting to think about. That makes sense.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that. Talk about, you know, and I've been to New York City several times, and I you know, everybody talks about the energy and all that of the city. It's absolutely true. I mean, it can be a cliche, but it's just so amazing. What was it like for you?
No, New York definitely has an energy to it. That's why I love it.
Yeah. What was it like for you when you first went there? I mean, that experience.
Wow. I mean, it was crazy. It's so completely different from what I'm used to back home. Back home is very suburban and very green, and everyone drives everywhere. And all of a sudden, I'm in the concrete jungle where everyone's walking around, and it's messy and noisy. But I love it. I mean, I love both. I love home just as much as I love New York, which I think is great because they're two completely different environments. But you can be inspired in both.
Well, that's a good way to look at it. I think that, you know, as an artist, I know a lot of people, Sonali, will move to cities because they want those experiences, you know, to influence them artistically. And I've also talked to people that have gone to, you know, Europe and other places so that they can get those feelings of that area so that can influence them. And this might sound a little corny, but, you know, subconsciously, so that when they write their songs, they have, you know, kind of that different view of things, which would be, you know, the big urban experience. And I think I've always kind of thought that was neat because I've talked to people that have lived in different, like on the West Coast or the East Coast, and they said that their songwriting had changed because of, you know, the way they lived. So, yeah.
Yeah, it does make sense.
That's pretty interesting. So let's ask this question. What's going to define success for Sonali?
Success, I think success, for me, the most important thing is to be happy and, you know, to be surrounded by family and friends and just have everyone happy and healthy. Those are the two biggest things for me. So I don't know money-wise what that would mean, but as long as I'm happy and the people that I care most about are happy, that to me is the most successful you can be. Maybe that'll be being a big superstar, or maybe that'll mean playing in coffee shops. I don't know. But I think that's kind of the spontaneity of life, just, you know, living it and seeing where it takes you.
Well, I can feel that in your music, that you have that positive, you know, vibe going, and it's very infectious, and I really appreciate it. We have just about 5 minutes left. What's going on with right now? What are some of the projects you're working on? What are some of the things that you'd like to talk about? Maybe some of the shows or anything that's going on that you would like to, you know, talk about in your career that's happening right now.
Yeah, right now my focus is really live performance. So I've been gigging a lot around the city. I actually just finished my last New York show. I played two shows this weekend, and that's going to be it for my New York shows for the summer, but I'll be back in school in the fall, and I'll be gigging then as well. So that's really been my focus, and songwriting. This summer has been really about songwriting for me, and just, you know, gathering a bunch of new materials to see where it takes me and work on the next project.
So is there another EP in the future?
There's always something in the future. I'm not sure right now whether it would be an EP or a single. I just want to write for the sake of writing right now and, you know, let the songs dictate where they should be.
Well, Sonali, it's been great talking to you. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you so much. Same here. It's been really great talking to you.
And I hope the very best for you. And we'll keep in touch. So
absolutely.
Yeah. So thanks so much. And I appreciate everybody listening to John Talk Radio tonight. You can go out and check out what's going on in Sonali's career on itsmesonali.com. And everybody have a great evening, and we'll talk to you later.
Sunshine then, funny how the same thing go round.
shadows of empty love. Did my ghost on airport vengeance?